Taf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We'll begin the Mem Vav Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Maras Mishmei Derav Teid Adat Tavi Meitiv Lav Derais. I'll bring you a proof that the fourth bracha of benching Berachas Hamazon Tavi Meitiv is not min haTorah. And so we had this discussion, this machloikas previously, whether it's the rice or not. So I'll prove to you that it's the rabbana, not the rice. Because it starts with a baruch, it doesn't end with a baruch, but it begins with a baruch. Now, if it was a derais, then it would be considered a brocha smuch al chavert. It's in the series of the previous brachas. And it would not start with a baruch. It would be a continuation of the previous bracha. There's machlokes Rashi and Taisis, other Rishonim, a bracha smucha lechaverta, when you have brachas in a series. So the one that follows the bracha does not begin with a baruch. Why is that? So Rashi seems to learn is that the opening bracha of the baruch, of the previous bracha, is considered a baruch for this bracha as well. So if Tov HaMeitiv would be a deraisa, then it would not need a bracha because you would have the bracha of the Boinir Shalayim. Taisa seems to learn it's not the opening bracha of the previous bracha, it's the closing bracha of the chasima of the previous bracha. But in any event, if Tov HaMeitiv was a deraisa, it would be considered part of the series. It would not begin, it would not commence with a baruch. The fact that it commences with a baruch shows you that there's a demarcation. The previous brachas were deraisa. This is a derabbanan, and therefore it has a new baruch. It's not part of the series. It was added on afterwards. It was a bracha that the derabbanan added afterwards, as we'll see. And it is legabe the neis. It's connected, commemorating the neis of Haruge Beitak. So, therefore, that's the proof that it's not a deraisa. Ketetanya kol brachas kulam paiseach bebaruch uchaisim behem behen bebaruch. Generally speaking, brachas begin with a baruch and end with a baruch. Chutz mi brachas aperas and brachas amitzus or brachas muchel chaverta and a brach achrayna shebekrishma. Except for these, brachas aperas, it's one short thanksgiving. It's a bracha on the peris. It's one short thought of thanksgiving. There's no need for an opening and concluding bracha. It's a short bracha. And brachas amitzes. And brachas muchel chaverta, as we said, that the bracha of the previous bracha applies to this as well. And a bracha achreina shebekriyashma. And the end bracha of kriyashma. They do not start and end with a bracha. Some start with a baruch and don't end, don't have a chasima with a baruch. And there are those, there are some that end with a baruch and don't start with a baruch. Right, so a bracha, a smuch al chaverta, does not commence with a baruch, but it ends with a baruch. And a taiva meitiv, paiseach bebaruch, vein chasim bebaruch. And a taiva meitiv, it commences, it starts with a baruch, but it doesn't end with a baruch. Now, if it was a bracha smucha l'chaverta, if it was part of the series, if it was the raisa, it would not start with a baruch. The fact that it does shows you that it's not part of that series, and it was added later, and it's a bracha de rabbana. Taisus asked the question, seemingly, the principle that we're saying here is, if it's a short bracha, if it's one thought of thanksgiving, then it doesn't require a psich and a chasima. It's one brach, like berachas amitzes, berachas aperes. Teva meitiv seems to be a long brach, it's a long form bracha. Why does it not have a baruch at the end? Why does it not conclude with a baruch? So Teva says, really, it is a short form bracha. It is one expression of thanksgiving. However, later on, there were additions that were made to the bracha. There were the malchias and the gemulois, and there was the Tavis, so it was added on to it later, but essentially the bracha was instituted as one short form thanksgiving, so therefore it had only one baruch. So therefore we see from here that Tavis the Meitim Bichlal, the bracha bifnei atzmehi, we see from here that it is a bracha bifnei atzma. I'll bring you another proof. I'll prove that it's not the rice. Because we don't say it in the Beis Havel. So the fact, now this is not universal, it's a machloikis, but from the fact that it is omitted according to one sheet in the Beis Havel, and the fact that it could be omitted in a Beis Havel is not disputed, it shows you that it's not a deraisa, k'detanya. Mahi, moim Beis Havel, by benching a Beis Havel, what do they say? Baruch atah v'metiv. So the Hanukkah says, we say v'metiv, v'metiv, v'kiv v'omer, baruch dayna emes. So Baruch Yehuda says, no, we don't say, we say dynamis. So he says, you see from the fact that we're oiker in the base of Havel, it shows that it's not a deraisa. So now we're brought down the shita. So this is the proof. This is the right. Now we brought down the shita of the Tanna Kamma that says that you say a toiv meitiv, frag the Gemara, a toiv meitiv in dynamis loy. You don't say dynamis. Ella ema afat a toiv meitiv. He says, in addition to toiv meitiv, you say afat toiv, you say dynamis, but you also say toiv meitiv. But in any event, we see from here arrive that toiv meitiv is not derisive because Rabbi Akiva says it's omitted, and the fact that it could be omitted is not disputed. Marzutri klebe Ravashi, he went to Ravashi Isra Bei Milsa. So there was an Avelus. There was Isra Bei Milsa. There was a relative was Nifter, and they were an Avelus. So he was benching Pasach Baruch. He benched Hatoiva Meitiv, but he added on Kael Emes Dain Emes Shefet Betzedek Lekech B'Mishvat B'Shalit Bei Loma. He rules the world. Lasis Bei Kirtzana to rule as he pleases. He called the Roch of Mishvat. Shakol Shaloi Vanachlo Amoi Vavodav, where his servants and everything is Rabbanu Shalom, and he is in control of everything. And we praise him for everything. Ulavarcha. Gaider Pirzas Bisrael, who Yigdaras Apirzas, he should mend this breach, be Yisrael Lechaim. So that is our proof that Toiva Meitiv is not the Raisa. Now, coming back, the Mora now continues with the previous discussion that we had. So we said that when there are three people, there's a chiyuv of zimun, they have to be mezamen. If two concluded the meal and one hasn't, so the third person has to interrupt his meal and answer for the other people. Now we had a machlokes previously as well, if there's no zimun, so what is birchas hamazon? So we had a machlokes is that if there's no zimun, so Rashi Shita was that, according to Razvid, that there is no, the Birchas Hazon is not said. That the Birchas Hazon is only if there is a Mezuman. If there's a Zimun, then they start with Hazon. So that was about the Chalikas. There other Rishonim held that, no, even Razvid held that if there's no Mezuman, you start with Hazon. The question is if the person is listening to, in this case, where he interrupts his meal and listens to the other people, does he have to interrupt his meal only until Nevorach or until they conclude with Hazan? So now that's relevant to this discussion over here. The Gemara asks, Laheichan hu chayzer. Now the third person, so when he interrupted his meal, he answered for the other two people. Now, where does he continue his bench? Now Rashi's Shita is over here, that we're talking that this third person, he interrupted his meal, he answered for the other two people. They benched, and now he's continuing his meal. So now when he benches, he continues his meal, now he benches on his own. So now he already heard the mezuman, he heard the birchas hazan. When he now benches, after he finishes his meal, where does he start the benching? Razid mishmei dabayam rechayz l'rush. He says, you have to go to the very beginning, you have to start from hazan. Now Razid shita, Rashi said, he holds that if there's no mezuman, you don't start with Hazan, you start only with Noida. So why does he start with Hazan? Because since he was part of the Mezuman, now he had a chiyuv of benching from the beginning, from Hazan. And according to this Shita that Razvid holds, but he was not Yoitza with the Hazan, the Baruch Hazan that the others made, because he only answered for them, so and now he's eating afterwards. So he had a chiyuv of benching, which started with Hazan. He was not yoitza by answering with the others, because now he is continuing to eat. So he starts from the beginning. Rabbanon Amri Lamakim Shaposak. And the Rabbanon hold, no, he was yoitza with Hazan, so he only starts from Noida. V'hilchas Lamakim Shaposak, and that is the halacha. That is Rashi Shita. But according to the Rishonim, the majority of the Rishonim who don't learn that way, and they learn that even if there's no mezuman, that you have to start benching is with Hazan. The only issue is if he's answering, how long does he have to interrupt his meal? What does he have to listen to? So they must be learning over here that he did not continue eating after he answered. Because if he continued eating after he answered, they must be learning, they would learn that certainly he has to start with Hazan, because everybody's benching is, whether it's a mezumin or not, it starts with Hazan. So they were learned that over here he did not continue eating. If he did not continue eating, so the machlokes is, he already heard the mezumin, he answered, and he heard the brach of Hazan. So now when he benches for himself, so now he's benching, at some point later on, he's benching his own benching. So where does he bench? So the first shita is that is, Rosh Mishnah Dabai holds that he starts from the beginning because he was not yoitza with that Hazan, but just simply by answering. But the halach is, no lamakam shepals, like he heard the Hazan, and now he just continues on with Noidelchum. So now the Gemara is going to discuss some of the proper hilchos derech eretz, the etiquette that's appropriate for a suda. We're talking about a suda, some of the halachas and some of the hilchos derech eretz, that's nagei in a suda. But even though you Rabbanan are so wise, the Persians are greater experts in the hilchos suda and etiquette of suda. What was their minig? Bisman shehen shtei mitos. In those days, the sudas were reclining. They had seva. They used to recline on beds, not sitting on tables. So when there was only two people, godel me seva roish v'sheni loy lamal himena. The first one, the most chashuv one, he reclines first, and the second one is behind him, is so to speak on top and behind him. So the godel is in, sits, reclines first, and the second one is now lamala mimena. With manshem shalosh, and with three people, godel may say b'emsa, the most chashuv is in the middle, sheni loy lamala mimena, again, the second one is above him, shlishi loy lamata mimena, and the third one is below him. So that's the proper etiquette, and that's the proper way to be mesav at the sudim. Amale, he answered him, v'chi boy ishtui ba'day, mitzvah torz v'yosef, v'mishtai ba'day. So why is that so appropriate? If the chashuv one, in order to speak to the person, to the second person, now he's going to have to get up and turn around to speak to him. So why is that appropriate? It's a tircha. It would be more appropriate for the second one to be below him, so he would just now face him and speak to him instead of having to turn around, to get up and turn around. Amalei, for the Persians, it's appropriate. Amalei, shani parsoi demafilei b'machuk. It's appropriate for them because they use sign language. He didn't have to get up. He can motion and make signs with his hands, and they could communicate that way. And therefore, this is the more appropriate way. It shows his chashivas, and it's more appropriate. So that was the minhag of the Persians. Mayim rishonim mehechan maschilin, when they wash, so who is the one that washes first? Amar lei min hagodol. So they said the Persians, the first, the most chashuv, he washes first. So he asked him, why is that appropriate? Yeshiv gadol v'yishma yodav ad shenoytel kulam. So now he washes his hands. He's got to now wait and make sure his hands don't get dirty until everyone washes and everyone's served. So why is that appropriate? The gadol should do it later so that he doesn't have to be sitting there and waiting and watching. No, it is appropriate for them because as soon as he washed, they brought the tray to him. They brought the tray to him right away, so therefore he did not have to wait, so it was appropriate. Mayim achronim mehechem maschilin. Where does the mayim achronim, who washes first the mayim achronim? Amar leh min hakatan. The least chashuv, he's given the mayim achronim first. So he asks, why is that appropriate? The godel yosef yadam is such a little kulm. So the godel now has to wait with dirty hands, and now he has to wait till everybody washes mayim achronim. So why is that so appropriate? It is because their minig was that they did not clear the tray from the godel until everybody washed. So he still had the food in front of him. He had his tray in front of him. And now when they concluded the suda, they concluded with the cotton, with the least chashuv, they removed his tray and gave him my machreim. And the godel was still there. He had his tray there, and he had his suda until it was, they all washed, and it was time for him. Then they removed his tray and they gave them my machrainim. Amar Sheshesa no Masnisa Yadona. He said, however, I know the Brice, and what our minig is and what our custom is the following. Nisani Kate said Seder Haseba. How do we now at the meal, how do we recline at the meal? Bisman Shem Shte Mitois, when there's only two people, Godol Mesa Baroish, the first one he reclines first. Mishino Lamatime, and the Shani is below him. Bizman Shahim Sholosh Mitois, when there's three people, Godol Mesa Baroish, he reclines first. Shani Loy Lamala, the one whose next choshev is above him, and lamala himeno, and shlishi loy lamata himeno, and the shlishi is below. Meaning, we don't communicate with sign language. There's only two people. The gadol is meis peroish, the chashalon first, and the one he is, the second one, is below him, so he can talk directly with him. He doesn't have to get up. If there's three, it's true that to communicate with the second would be difficult. If the second one is above him, he would have to get up. But nevertheless, he has the third one is below him. He can communicate directly with the third one. And also Chashiva. So the second one is above him. Maim Rishonim Maschil Min HaGodol. Maim Rishonim, the first one to wash, is the Godol, is the one that's most Choshev. Now, the Mephoshim point out that is only the case, and some Rishonim hold, that's only the case if it's a Suda where each one is a Suda Gedola, each one is washing and eating immediately. So then the Choshev doesn't have to wait. But if they're all going to be Beitzeya and one is going to make the Maitzi for all of them, then it's not appropriate for the Godel to sit and wait for the rest of them, then he doesn't do it Barush. But here we're talking where he's going to eat immediately, so he washes first. My machreinim is man shehem hey, where there's five people, maschilim min agorol. The gadol washes my machreinim first. And before you speak out, he washes first. That and when there's five people, because now he's not sitting and waiting for a long period of time, but there is a period of time where he can prepare himself for benching. And keep in mind, in those days, they didn't have sidurim and benchers, etc. And therefore, things were said baal peh. He needed time to prepare himself for the benching. So bizman sheim mei maschil min hagadol, bizman sheim mea, when there's 100 people, maschil min hakotan, the kotan's washes first my machroin, ad shemegi meitzel hei, till they get to five, b'chayzim maschil min hagadol. And then the one who is going to bench, the gadol, he is now washes amongst the five, he's the one that washes first. And the one who washes my machrein first amongst the five, the one who washes my machrein, he's the one that has the honor of benching. The one who washes my machrein first, he is the one that's mechubed, that's honored with benching. Rav, Rabbi Chiya, Havi Yosim Besud, also come with the Rebbe. They were sitting in the suit in front of Rebbe, Amalei Rebbe, the Rav. He said to Rav, Kum, Malshi Yada. He said, go wash your hands. Chazi, the Kamarasa. So you got nervous that perhaps something wasn't proper, his hands weren't clean. Why is he telling him to wash his hands? Amalei Barpach, the son of the noble ones, I don't mean to criticize. What I'm telling you is to wash your hands because you are going to have the kibbutz of benching. Wash your hands and prepare yourself for benching. You're going to have be mezamen and might see the other ones, so prepare yourself for benching.